This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers draw the government's attention to contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Landslides obstruct the Tulasipur-Kapurkot road on the Rapti Highway, affecting transportation, and NASA ready to launch a new era of moon exploration. Now the news in detail. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Disappeared Persons Investigation, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment Bill 1079 Bikram Sambat is being discussed. In the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gobind Prasad Sarma Koirala presented a proposal for discussion on the Disappeared Persons Investigation, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment Bill 1079 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, the CPNUML has drawn the serious attention of the Parliament, saying a sister organization and individuals close to the ruling party carried out lockout and vandalism at the Tribhuvan University and also attempted an attack on the university office bearers. At the outset of the meeting of the House of Representatives today, the UML lawmakers raised their hands and Pradeep Gewali sought Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota to put his view. On the occasion, lawmaker Gewali demanded action against the culprits involved in such activities, terming these activities taking place at the hallowed and academic place of higher learning as sinful. Similarly, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota directed the government to address the problem seen at the university. After all, lawmakers from the main opposition party stood off from their seats, and after lawmaker Gewali declared that the House would not be allowed to carry on its businesses until the minister concerned responded on these kinds of activities at the university. After the speaker's ruling on the government, the House resumed its businesses. The Tulasipur-Kapurkot road under the Rapti Highway has been obstructed by landslides at Satali of Tulasipur sub-metropolitan city 3, affecting transportation. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pusparaj Malla said landslips occurred at 3 to 4 places today morning. Efforts are on the way to remove debris. A dozer employed at the incident site has broken down and another one has been sent to clear the road. DSP Malla said it takes time to remove debris. Nepalganj sub-metropolis has started collecting details of the public and encroached lands. Sub-metropolis Mayor Prasad Bista informed that the occupied public land would be evacuated by issuing a 35-day notice. Mayor Bista further said, though the data collection has started, it will take around 3 months to implement it. The sub-metropolis said an all-party consensus would be first while addressing the issue without being influenced by anyone's force. The sub-metropolis did not have data on public land before. Beni Municipality in Magdi has brought into use the online-based revenue information system. The online revenue information system, which was earlier put in place in the municipality, has been expanded in all the ward offices since the fiscal year 2079-80 Bikram Sambat. Chief Administrative Officer of Beni Municipality, Tolak Raj Dakal, said that the online revenue system was put in place as per the concept of paperless governance and a faceless service. The system is expected to lower irregularities, promote transparency and prompt service delivery. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The American Space Agency is counting down the lift off its giant new moon rocket, the Space Launch System. SLS is the most powerful vehicle ever developed by NASA and will be the foundation of its Artemis project, which aims to put people back on the lunar surface after a 50-year absence. The rocket is timed to go off from the Kennedy Space Center at 8:33 local time on Monday. Its job will be to propel a test capsule called Orion far from Earth. This spacecraft will loop around the moon on a big arc before returning home to a splash down in the Pacific Ocean in 6 weeks' time. Orion is on crewed for its demonstration, but assuming all the hardware works as it should, astronauts will climb aboard for a future series of ever more complex missions starting in 2024. Hundreds of people are stranded across the river in the Monur Valley of Pakistan after a flash flood hit the region on Friday, destroying at least 10 bridges and dozens of buildings. The Monur Valley is located in the mountains of Kaghan, a famous tourist destination in Pakistan. The valley has been hit by a torrential flood that killed at least 15 people, including women and children. Flash flood swept away the only concrete bridge connecting the scenic valley to the main city. Since then, all the villages on the other side of the river have been cut off and residents are waiting for help. But the deputy commissioner of the district said a comprehensive rescue and relief operation was carried out immediately in the area and all the hotels have been evacuated. He adds that an assessment has already been made out property damages. An inspection team from the UN nuclear watchdog is on its way to Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the organization's head said. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said the team was expected to arrive at the plant later this week. The nuclear plant has been occupied by invading Russian troops since March. Fighting around the facility in Ukraine's southeast has led to mounting global concern over the safety and security of the site. Ukraine and Russia have accused one another of selling the area. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Europe was one step away from a radiation disaster on Thursday when the plant was briefly disconnected from Ukraine's power grid and backup generators kicked in to supply it with power. He said fires had damaged the overhead power lines, cutting the plant off for the first time in its history. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible in some places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Lumiri province and Sudubosim province. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers draw the government's attention to contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Landslides obstruct the Tulasipur-Kapurkot road under Rapti Highway, affecting transportation, and NASA ready to launch a new era of moon exploration. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.